Teachers Talking Tech is a podcast by teachers for teachers. The podcast is fully funded by us, Mike and Eric, and we are not sponsored by anyone, so you know that when we share something, we believe that it is good for students and good for teachers. If you like what you hear, take a moment and donate through PayPal to brown145@yahoo.com. We appreciate your support.
Everybody, Eric from Teachers Talking Tech here with our second minicast. Now, if you missed the first minicast, the idea is that I want to give you an idea of a way you can use an innovative strategy or some technology in your classroom, and I try to deliver it to you in 5 minutes or less. The other part of it is that I follow up with a YouTube video so that if you need more information, you can go there to our YouTube page, Teachers Talking Tech, and get a walkthrough, a little more information. So today I want to talk to you about ReaderView. Now, ReaderView is available on the Safari browser, and it's available on Mac OS and on iPad iOS. There is a ReaderView app in the Chrome Web Store. I don't know how well it works, but it tries to do what I'm talking about here. Now, here's what ReaderView is. ReaderView allows you to basically take a web page and it allows you to simplify it, get rid of all the ads. It allows you to make some other changes to it as well. But basically just cleans up the web page and it is really useful. So here's a walkthrough. So let's say that you are gonna check out a page all about mammals, okay? Maybe 10 facts about mammals. And you find the web page and then you go there. Now, most of these pages where they have like dinosaur facts, mammal pages, there's tons of ads all over them, and it's really hard to kind of get down to the meat and potatoes. Now, when you go to that site, if ReaderView is available, in the address bar, you'll see a little thing pop up that says ReaderView available. And on the left-hand side, you'll see four little lines, and on the right-hand side, you'll see two A's. Click on the four little lines, and it will enable ReaderView. So on this page where it's 10 facts about mammals without ReaderView, I see tons of ads all over the place. There's a place where you can search. There's so much stuff going on here. Once I click ReaderView, I see the title. I see the author. I see pictures that go along with the content, but there's no more ads. So how great is that? Along with that, you can also change the size of the text. You can change the font of the text. And you can change the background colors of the website as well. So let's talk about like why would you use this or how are some ways you can use this. So first of all, and most obviously, is for students with disabilities. If you have students with visual impairments, either they need the text bigger or maybe certain colors are hard for them to see, you can really customize that using ReaderView so that the web pages are more accessible for them. The second thing, and this is the way I love to use this. I got this idea from a teacher on Seesaw Teachers Facebook group. And this is basically, right now we're doing animal reports, okay? But you know, a lot of times we want kids to try to do their own research. It's very hard to have kids just Google something. They're, you know, it's like a fire hose of information. It's just way too much. What I like to do is I will go ahead of time. I will find a web page that works well or that has what we need. Then I will share that link with students or just with one student, and then I will have them enable ReaderView to make it easier. Now, with iOS 11, it's even easier than that. So let's say we're all doing facts about mammals. I can basically do ReaderView, and it kind of looks more like a book would look rather than a web page. I can customize the text and all those kind of things first. And then in iOS 11, I can actually click the share button, which is the square with the arrow coming out of it, and I can choose to create a PDF of that web page. So it's almost like I printed that web page out, but without any of the ads and other stuff. And then I can share it with my kids. So now without all the other, the busyness of that website, they can go through and they can just pick out what they need and easily find the information, okay? Now, I take that PDF, and just to give you a little tip, the way I share it is with Seesaw. I like to create the PDF, share it with the students that need it in Seesaw, and then they don't need to do any web searching or anything like that. They go right in there, and here's this PDF that they can read through really easy. So the last way I'd say to use this is if you ever have shown a web page on the projector or on your board, right? And there are inappropriate ads and things like that all over the place, right? I had this happen to me once where like a Captain Morgan's rum ad pops up when we're trying to learn about facts about space, okay? If you enable Reader View, it will take out all those ads so your kids and you are only seeing what you want to see. So that is a great way to use it as well. Now, if you want to walk through on how to enable Reader View and how to customize things, how to share them with your students, I will walk you through that. You just need to go to our YouTube page, Teachers Talking Tech, and I'll do a whole walkthrough of Reader View. All right, if you have more questions, you can reach out to us on our Facebook page at Teachers Talking Tech, or you can email us directly at teacherstalkingtech@gmail.com. And one other thing that I'm going to ask from you is if you enjoy what you're hearing, you like what you're hearing, please consider leaving us a review in the iTunes podcast store. That would mean a lot to us, and it helps us reach more educators. Well, thanks for your listen. This was Eric Robinson from Teachers Talking Tech. See ya.